Europeans have been protesting a possible war in large numbers, and the latest demonstration took place today in Brussels, Belgium. What makes this protest unusual is its backer, the Arab European League. It's a rising political movement that wants to unite 16 million Arabs who live in Europe. Reporter Gregory Crouch was at the demonstration in Brussels today and joins us now. Mr. Crouch, what was the crowd like at this demonstration?
What impressed me most, actually, was how many kids took part in this demonstration. Kids as young as 11 or 12 years old, and they would chant Hezbollah or Hamas like they were their favorite baseball teams or something rather than terrorist groups. What was also impressive was the private security force that was put on by this Arab European League. There were hundreds of guys wearing yellow vests like you see on school crossing guards, and they would form human chains to try and keep these kids in line, and were largely successful in doing so. Most of the participants of the demonstration were Muslim. The police presence was formidable. There were so many armored cars, I wasn't able to count them, frankly. But they stayed hidden on side streets until the very end when things got a bit out of control.
And this was a large demonstration that got a little rowdy at the end, or violent?
Well, somewhere between 6,000 to 10,000 people took place, and at the very end, some of these kids I just described started throwing stones, scratching parked cars, things like that. And the police came in pretty heavy duty, sending in a lot of armored cars and commandos wearing riot gear, and broke up the demonstration.
Greg, I have to wonder, when you tell me about a group that brings kids together to chant in favor of Hamas and Hezbollah, I have to wonder what this group's future plans are.
Well, the Arab European League wants to unite the 16 million Arab Europeans you were just talking about. So far, they've just started in Belgium, which is the location of their president, a guy named Diab Abu Jaja. But he's already announced plans that he will export his movement to the Netherlands and France as early as next month. And he reminds us that there are more Arab Europeans living on the continent than there are Dutch people. The Netherlands has a population of about 16 million people, and so it's about the same, actually, as the number of Arab Europeans living here. And he feels it's time that this group has better representation.
Any sign that this movement is spreading across the continent, and any sign that European governments feel threatened or bothered by it at all?
European governments are very threatened by this movement, frankly. The Prime Minister of Belgium late last year called the Arab European League a threat to society, which some political scientists, frankly, have scoffed at. I mean, the fear is that by publicizing this group so much that it will give them more credibility. Mr. Jaja is actually more sort of a populist rather than a fundamentalist, frankly. But the Netherlands, for instance, has publicly said that it's considering forbidding the group from entering the country. Some experts think that that's a mistake because it'll just make them stronger.
Greg Crouch is a reporter who saw today's demonstration in Brussels, Belgium. Greg, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.